My name is London Johnson. I am 17 years old. Today is February 12th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Nancy Robinson, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Memphis, Tennessee. So, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I was born in 1951. In one of the worst snowstorms Memphis has ever had. You couldn't get ambulances or cars couldn't get to the hospital or anything. And I've never seen one that bad in Memphis the rest of my life. But my mother explained to me how horrific it was the night I was born. And I was born one of nine children, which was five sisters and three brothers. I grew up in Memphis. Most of my life I lived in Chicago, Illinois during my teenage years. About five consecutive summers that I would spend there. And I would come back home and go to school. My main purpose was to complete school, make my mama proud. And I was a loner as a child. I didn't want to be a problem to my mama. So I stayed away from other people because I didn't want to get in trouble. And I could see my siblings, they weren't in bad trouble, but just little things, and I didn't want to be a problem at all, so I kept to myself, basically. I associated with a few people, but basically my association with them was like during school hours, and when I was away from school, my main purpose was to do as much as I could to help my mama so that she wouldn't have to do these things since she was a single mom after being separated from my father at the age of five. And I just wanted to make her life better by not being a problem. So I did everything I could to be the perfect child, which none of us are perfect, but I didn't get in any trouble. I always made the honor roll. I was a straight A student. And my goal was to make sure that I finished high school. Because during that time, you didn't have to finish school to get a job. So to make it through school was always my goal, and to be the best that I could be during those years. And I accomplished that.
Do you have one or two people that might have been the biggest influences of your life?
Yes, I did. I had a seventh grade teacher. Her name was Mrs. White. And she would always instill in us to be the best that we could be. And that I was born into a large family, which was a blessing. I didn't need any other people on the outside of the family, because it was enough of us to play any sport, any game, anything that you could imagine. And she was driven to make sure that her students achieved. And we were, in her classes, we were achievers. And I had another teacher, the strangest thing, her name was Mrs. White. The first Mrs. White was my junior high teacher. And then I had another teacher, Mrs. White, when I was in high school. She was my cosmetology teacher. And she basically taught the same foundations. And she always taught us to have a backup plan. She was a cosmetology teacher. And that there were two things that we could make a living at. And while we were in college, where we wouldn't have to get jobs. And that was to do hair and to type up other people's reports and stuff for him. So she was a jolly type person. And when I graduated, I missed her. Because her way of teaching was different. She was hands-on to a point, but she wasn't. She basically let us go out on our own and see what we could achieve. And I think we basically did very well. And the things that they taught, I still try to live by. And my grandmother, she taught us a lot. And a lot of things I didn't see as a child, but I saw them as an adult. I used to think that she was mean. But as I grew older, I found out that she was just teaching us the best things to do, which was to structure your life. And it actually works, and you can see it after. You don't want to see it when they are telling it to you. Even as a disciplined child as I was, I didn't believe everything that she said at the time, but as I've grown older, I can see exactly what she meant, and exactly by following the things that she taught us, that you can have a peaceful and enjoyable life.
So, do you have any advice that you would give to yourself as a teenager?
I really don't see anything that I would have changed in my life as a teenager. Other than I might have picked up more hobbies as a teenager. That's the only thing that I can see that I would have done, because there are things like, I think I would have been more active physically as a teenager than I really was. I was active, but not in the fashion of sports and stuff like that. And as I grew older, I would have loved to have taking up ice skating, tennis. I think those are the things that I probably would have wanted to change as a teenager and have involved myself with.
Can you name one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was when I saw Smokey Robinson live in concert. It was up close at the fairgrounds. I loved him then, and I still love him now.
So, throughout your life, what would you think you're most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family, and to still be able to have my mama's still with me at the age of 92, and she'll be 93 March 24th of this year. She's in good health. She has a few ailments, but she's still in good health, and she's still with us. And I am so grateful to that, because I've known so many people that lost their mothers early in life. And it's, you can tell there's an emptiness when they speak about them during certain times. It just brings so much sadness. And it's just wonder. I don't know how to explain it. It's to have somebody to live that long and still be around, and there are things you can ask them, and she still got...
Okay. So how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered for the care and affection that I've shown to others, the help that I've given to others, and just the person that I feel that I am. My kindness, my weaknesses. I don't want to be remembered as the person people always speak about at a funeral. I want to be remembered as the person that I truly was. And that's, I feel, a caring, loving mother, grandmother, sister, daughter, wife. And my concern for my fellow man, whether he's related or not related, and the things that I tried to do for people that were less fortunate, even as far as just holding a conversation with somebody that just needed to talk. Because I love to talk.
So do you know anything about like our ancestors or where they were born, maybe?
Most of our family was born in Mississippi. They were born all across the country. I can't exactly tell you where at this moment, but you had, on my father's side, his mother was Native American, and on my mother's side, her mother was Native American and Black American. And she was an only child, and they farmed in Mississippi before they moved to Memphis. And we used to go every summer to Mississippi and see the difference in the city life and what we used to call country life, which was farm life. It was okay till it got dark. When it got dark, I tell you, I was ready to go, because they had bears and wolves and coyotes and all that stuff, and I didn't want to see that. The chickens and the cows and the horses were fine, and the pigs, but I don't want to see the real wildlife of the country. I could take it, animals, but I didn't want to see the wild ones. And it was nice and peaceful. And they used to get the water out the well. They would pump water. They had a well inside the house, and it was a difference in the taste. The water was kind of sweet. I can still remember the taste. It was good. It was better than the water we drink now. But I didn't like the outdoor toilets. I never used the bathroom. When we went, I did not use the bathroom because they had to go out. They had outhouses that you had to go and use. So I never been in one. So I would wait till that was another reason I was glad to get back to the city.
So how did you find the job you have now?
I was referred to the job that I have now by two of my sisters that worked at the job which was a warehouse job. I was formerly a hairdresser, and I had worked in different jobs growing up as a teenager, and I worked at other jobs, but the job that I'm on now, I was referred to by two sisters that worked there, and I'm still there.
So can you tell me about the best and the worst people that you ever worked with?
The worst person I worked with is a lady that I work with now. She was the worst person I worked with, but I just wouldn't let her stay that way. We have now become close. She was so mean, everybody felt that she was mean. And she was mean, and she's still mean, but she has a good side to her. And I just wouldn't allow her to be mean to me. And I think I conquered that. I just wouldn't let her do it, and I just kept talking to her nicely. When she would be mean, I would still be nice, and eventually she saw the light.
So do you have any
best? And the one of the best people I ever worked with is a manager supervisor that I have right now. She listens, she understands, she make concessions where she feel they are needed. She listens to your problems, she's concerned, and it's just hard to find. And she's just, I don't know, you just love her to death.
So, out of all the jobs that you had, what would you consider to be your favorite?
My favorite job was the job that I had before I had this job, which was in, I would say, 1998 until 2003. It was a radiological plant that I worked at. It was family-owned, and the harmony that was on that job, it was almost too good to be true. And I had a nephew that told me, he said, it's too good to be true, it won't last. And it ended up not lasting. The people on the job, they were a lot of young people. Everybody worked, did their part. It was such harmony in the job. There was no backbiting, backstabbing, none of that. The company treated everybody well. It gave us bonuses. When they made profit, we got profit. They gave us dinners. When they gave dinners for their clients that came to town, they also gave us that same dinner for us, and it was so unreal that you could work on a job with over 150 people with such harmony on a job where everybody got along. And it still seems unreal to me the way it happened, especially after I changed jobs, because it went out of business. They sold the company that I left one job that was peaceful and went to one job that was complete chaos. So it was really a difference. And it was hard to see, but with 150 people, maybe a little more, it was such harmony to go into 300 or 400 people, and everything was, it's just, oh, I can't, it's it's chaotic. Yeah, I could say, I guess, because you got so many people. And I guess the difference is the harmony and the peacefulness of the other job was that the pay was good. Everybody worked together. Even in different departments, when one department worked, you could always go to another one and you know, make money. And the people on my favorite job, we all did all jobs, from security to what we call frisking radiological material. And it you learned a lot about radioactive materials, and that, believe it or not, your silverware is made from a lot of that material that we would scan to make sure there wasn't any radiation in it, and to learn about radiation. It was interesting, very interesting. And after it was sold, I worked for the other company for maybe a year after that. And then the government closed them down for burying radioactive material on the property. They couldn't afford to stay open because they fined them $100,000 a day. Till they get it cleaned up. And what happens is every time it would rain, the radiation that was in the soil spread it. So they, and I'm not sure, but I know at least 5 years ago that they were still trying to clean it up. It's not an easy job. So if you ever find a job like that in life where you're messing with radioactive stuff, don't allow nobody to do what they're not supposed to do with it. As they call it, blow the whistle. Because it can hurt a lot of people.
So if this would be our last conversation, what is one sentence you would like for me to remember?
One thing I would like for you to remember? Try to remember all the things that you've been taught to complete your education, be the best that you can be, and most of all, be a productive human being, and to always help others. Because I ran across a person today that he has really stayed on my mind. I didn't have any money to give him, and he was asking for a meal. And I allowed the wind and the clouds to deter me from buying him a meal and taking it to him. So tomorrow, guess what I'm going to do?
Buy a meal.
I'm going to go and see if I can find him in that spot so I can buy him a meal. Because it's laying heavy on my heart that he truly might have been hungry. And I don't often feel that way, but I just felt that from him, that he was being truthful about being hungry.